Time now for Wisdom of the Wounded today, the daily ministry of Karen Mulder. And now, here's Karen.
This week's featured question is from Karen Mullen, and she asks, how can we involve our children in caregiving? And then she continued to ask, how can we involve our teenagers in caregiving? So I've decided to divide this question into two programs. Today we're going to talk about how to involve younger children, and then the next program will be teenagers. Well, whenever I think of involving children in caregiving, I think of the story that Nancy Van de Water told me many years ago. She's a member of our church family, and I think she's been actively involved in caregiving for 20 years. And she told this story, which I think embodies how it is that we get children to be naturally involved in caregiving. Here's her story. A short time ago, I was to spend the day with my 9-year-old granddaughter, Emily. When I picked her up, she excitedly asked what we were going to do. She and I were anticipating a nice grandma day with just the two of us. I told her that first we had to pick up Doris, a 97-year-old member of my church, and take her to the doctor. Emily said, "Oh, boring." And I just knew I was in for trouble. She became very quiet, and I thought she was sulking, and then she said, "Grandma, why do you do that kind of stuff all the time?" Well, I told her that her bracelet that says WWJD, What Would Jesus Do, was why I was doing it. Taking an old lady to the doctor would be what Jesus would do if he were here. And when we do it, it's like he's doing it through us. Well, she didn't say anything, and I figured that one went right over her head. When we got Doris to her doctor, she also needed a hip x-ray, and what was going to be an hour job turned out to be over 4 hours. But Emily really surprised me. She pushed the wheelchair, opened doors, talked, and read to Doris. She completely charmed both of us. And on the way home, Emily said that she really had a really fun day. Nancy concludes that story by saying, you never know when special opportunities come. A wise person in the book of Proverbs said, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So if we want our child or grandchild or niece or nephew or our young people in our church to grow up to be sensitive, caring people, I think there's two important things that we must do. One, we must model caregiving in our own lives. Talk about it and then let them see you actually caring. It's really, really true. Actions speak louder than words. And the second thing we must do is involve them in actual caregiving. My mom was in a nursing home for 6.5 years, and I can attest to the fact that children are such welcome guests at nursing homes. Whenever a baby or a small child arrives, everyone wants to touch and talk to him. Frequently, my two nieces would come with their mom to visit Grandma Wolf. They brought so many smiles and pleasures to her and others. They massaged her hands with hand lotion, read to her, pushed her in a wheelchair. They had a really good time. In our caregiving handbook, another woman says, children are so refreshing, honest, and real. Encourage your children and grandchildren to care for others by suggesting that they draw a picture, write a poem, learn a song, make up a skit, buy a little gift, and so on. And then she says, when my 8-year-old son died, one of his friends came to the door with a present. He couldn't say anything. He just handed me this picture of a horse. I don't know why he chose that picture, but it must have been very special to him. And for 21 years, it has been special to me. Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. So model caregiving and then involve the children in caregiving. They think it's fun. And for more ideas on how to involve your children, please go to my website. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Wisdom of the Wounded today, the daily ministry of Karen Mulder. Join us each day at this time. For more information and resources, go to wisdomofthewounded.com.